Box 13, with the star of Paramount Pictures, Alan Ladd, as Dan Holliday.
Dear Dan, I'm inviting you up to Fair Oaks to spend the last weekend with me. Forget your Box 13 gag for a while and grab yourself a little vacation. There's not much I can offer in the way of excitement or adventure. But if you'll really go anyplace or do anything, you might like to see the crumbling grandeur of the last
of the crumbling grandeur of the last of the Kenworths. You know how to get there, and I'll be waiting. How about it? Ted. Vacation, the man said. You know, someday I'm really going to take a vacation. But this wasn't it.
Back to Box 13 and Dan Holliday's newest adventure, Last Will and Nursery Rhyme.
I think you should go, Mr. Holliday. You need a rest.
Oh, Susie, every time I go for a rest, something happens to me.
But what can happen at a nice, quiet place like Fair Oaks? Gee, from what your friend Ted says about it, it's just the spot to take it easy.
You sure of that, huh?
Uh-huh. Why, you'll come back all full of vim and vinegar.
Okay, Susie, you talk me into it. Forward my mail to Fair Oaks, care of Ted Kenworth. It was pleasant, a 200-mile drive through the countryside. I was forgetting all about Box 13. It chased after me all the way up to Fair Oaks. I got there in the evening, and Ted was waiting for me. Maybe I should explain Ted and Fair Oaks. You see, Ted was my closest friend at college, and, well, he had inherited Fair Oaks. One of those big, overdone houses people were fond of building in the 1890s. It looked like an insane wedding cake. Gingerbread balconies, all running around and contributing nothing to the architectural value of the place. Anyway, I parked on the drive, walked up the stairs with Ted and into the house.
Oh, I'm glad you came, Dan. I've been wanting to have you up here for a long time, but guess I never got around to it.
Hey, what do you do for space here? Suppose you have a house full of guests and you've only got 20 rooms.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I won't have it long.
What do you mean?
Come on in here. It's the only room with chairs.
Hey, why the crepe hanging?
Oh, I'm selling, Dan.
Selling? Oh, but you're kidding.
No, I wish I was kidding, but can't keep this place up.
You're broke?
Flatter than last week's pancakes.
Oh, but I thought you inherited a lot
money
of money.
From Uncle Thaddeus? No. Not a thin, round dime.
Oh, now, wait a minute. He had $1,000 for every breath he took.
Did he?
I'm asking.
I'm telling. No, Dan. All he left me was this house.
Are you sure?
There we go again. Look, fella, I've been asked that question a million times. All he left was the house.
That doesn't seem right. Wasn't he a millionaire?
Uh-huh.
Then where's his money?
Gone. Finished. Kaput.
But look, where could a guy like your Uncle Thaddeus spend all of his money?
That's the gold-plated question. He never spent a nickel if he could help it.
Okay, then the money's still with us.
Dan, you kill me. You're so tied up with fiction that you look for a deep, dark plot in everything.
Yeah, but this makes no sense.
It does when you check and find out that Uncle Thaddeus lived the last 5 years on credit.
Credit? You mean with all of his dough?
Ah, that's right.
Well, there must be a record of the money.
I had help looking for it.
Help? Who?
Uncle Sam. Oh. Income tax, inheritance tax. If they couldn't find the dough, how could I? No, Dan, Uncle Thaddeus fooled everybody. He didn't have a nickel.